situation and knocks out his first career home run. I don't know. He was on the show. He hits a home run same day. Coincidence?
Not.
No. So we're going to have him on again today. So he'll hit another home run.
Just a daily thing.
Yeah. And then he'll be on the afternoon show all week long, every day.
Right.
Yeah.
Until he's doing like MLB shows left and right, I guess. And then he'll have to.
Yeah. No, he started out 0-16, and then he's 2-for-4 his last two, his first hit, and then his second hit being a home run. So that's pretty good. No, we won't have AJ on the show today, but we will have Justin Rowland from Cats Illustrated. He'll be on at 10 o'clock, and he has an article in response to what Calipari put on his website, CoachCal.com. So this was a pretty big thing that Calipari put on there. 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here and discuss. What does Calipari mean by all this stuff? He makes sure to be a little vague and leave it open to speculation. If you haven't read it yet, go to CoachCal.com. It's the first thing up there. Calipari said, excuse me, we're going to try some things this season that in my mind will make us even better. Normally, I'm pretty specific in what I'm doing, what I'm thinking, and what I'm sharing. But that's not going to be the case this time, other than to say you're going to see new things in our approach and how we do it. So he's not telling. You're just going to have to figure it out.
Kind of reminds me of the whole tweak thing.
That's the first thing I thought of was the tweak. He says that, but then later kind of hints, I think, at what he means.
He can't help himself, Dan.
Yes, he cannot help himself. Which, by the way, if you do not follow Brad Calipari and is it Dr. Siciliano Calipari? Is that the other one or is it Aaron? Which one? Which account was tweeting this weekend? Do you know?
I think the first one is
Dr. Siciliano. Yeah. So anyway, if you're not following them, my gosh, there must have been 10, 12 pictures that they were tweeting in amazement of all the memorabilia and photos of himself around his own house in New Jersey. I guess they have a house on the Jersey Shore, and they're up there.
Why not?
Well, we'll talk about that more in a minute. But, you know, Calipari said we're going to change recruiting. But when he's talking about his approach, he said, where's the game going? LeBron James was the biggest player on the floor 50% of the time in the NBA Finals. Golden State shot 40 threes per game. How do we make sure we're moving in the same direction? That's what I'm spending time on.
Is that the hint that Isaiah Briscoe, De'Aaron Fox, Malik Monk could all be on the floor at the same time instead of that wing guy, if he wants to, because he's talking positionless basketball? And Briscoe put a premium on it when he talked to us, too, at that summer media opportunity. He said, I'm not really concerned about De'Aaron coming in. You're probably going to see both of us on the floor a lot.
Does it mean that they're going to shoot more threes? Like, he doesn't like the three.
Typically not.
As just something that you settle for, you know? When you have a Bam Adebayo, a Winyon Gabriel, a Sasha Kalia Jones, a Julius Randle, a Anthony Davis, a Dakari Johnson, a Carl Anthony Towns. I mean, Towns played more back to the basket probably at Kentucky than he does now.
Yeah. He'd be the first guy to admit that one.
So, just wholesale changes? I don't know. It's interesting that he mentions that, look, when we, before we were doing the dribble drive, wherever he was, we were winning 75% of our games. And then I switched it and we did the dribble drive. Well, why would you change it? You're winning 75% of your games. Well, after I changed it, we won 90% of our games. So, it's his way of saying, hey, why change it? Well, because we're going to do even better. I think some of it comes back to the way Scalabissiere played, that it took him a while to get Scal going. And, I mean, Scal wasn't really a factor for Kentucky last season. It was, I mean, for his own benefit, it was helpful. But as far as the benefit of the team, Scal was not helpful. And Calipari, you know, has admitted before, said, I was trying to do what I did with Anthony Davis and Karl-Anthony Towns. That's not what Scal was. It didn't work. So I think he feels something there, some responsibility. Okay, I got to do a better job. Got to figure that out. And then losing on the first weekend of the NCAA tournament, I think, is also something that bothers him and makes him maybe think about these things. All right, guys, can't lose on the first weekend again. What are we going to do? I mean, what do you expect to see? What are we looking at here?
I like the three-point thing, but I really think that this positionless basketball talk is, at least with everything that he keeps saying about it, I feel like you have to ramp that up to a new level. I think you can't just come out there and shoot more threes. I don't know if that's crazy enough. Like, but positionless basketball, seeing maybe three, sometimes even a fourth guard on the floor, maybe not unheard of.
And maybe he's not having those guys play inside as much.
Right.
You think about what was said in the practice report this week. There was a part where Isaac Humphries took Wenyen Gabriel off the dribble. Well, that means he was on, you know, at the top of the key or somewhere, you know, on the wing or on the perimeter. If he took him to the hole, took him off the dribble. So this positionless, but that's kind of like the dribble drive in a way. Like
it is, yeah.
You isolate, got the ball, make a basketball play, and beat your man. Except, I guess this time maybe less guys doing that in the post. Maybe the floor is more spread. Maybe more threes from a guy like Isaac Humphries, maybe, or Wenyen Gabriel.
Or Karl Towns. You're right, because I mean, you just mentioned him, and it was he played with his back to the basket more than he ever has, and currently is, and the guy could shoot. I mean, when he was with the Dominican Republic national team,
you
know, we shot that video of him playing horse with Brad Calipari, and he never missed.
Right,
he was just on fire, kept hitting one after another. So it's kind of one of those. Well, maybe if this guy has a skill set instead of the Carl had to help us, and we needed him in the paint, and so he kind of did that, and it showed that he could do it. Let them do what they do instead of forcing them to go with their back to the basket. If he's a three-point shooter and he's 7 foot tall, let it rain.
Yeah. I mean, and when he comes back and, you know, talks about Scal, he says, we could have done better. I could have done better. And he said, zeroing in on things, areas we never emphasized that we're zeroing in on. Now, what is that? Teaching differently. What is he talking about there? Areas we never emphasize that we're zeroing in on now.
Never emphasize.
Like, what would that be?
They usually talk defense.
Always defense.
Out of
John,
the gate.
John Robick said usually offense first. And at this stage, this like 2 hours a week stage. Work on offensive principles first. Or that's what he said, Monday on the teleconference.
Yeah, typically SEC. Not the plays and all that stuff. Just get some basics installed.
Right. But what would they be zeroing in on? And which, if you look back at the practice report again, remember in it said Calipari was doing drills where the guys were asked not to dribble. They were not allowed to dribble in the drill. Something he said he had never seen before.
So the pass drive? no dribble drive, just pass it in?
It's just, you know, I didn't play college basketball, so I can't really think of what, other than a post drill, a type of a post drill, footwork drill, you know.
But Kenny Payne's always been working with the guys.
Mm-hmm.
Even before practice, you know, we've.
Yeah. I mean, there's passing. Means that, but we've seen that too. That's nothing new. Like going full court with nothing but passes back and forth, not allowed to dribble.
Weave drill and that type of stuff.
Yeah.
We've seen that.
Yeah, we've seen that. Yeah, there's nothing. What's he talking? And our Mets and Cal in concert here. Okay, Mets, write the practice report. Allude to these things because I'm going to bring them up a week later in my thoughts.
There's always
thoughts.
A master plan.
Yes, there is. Interesting. All right, well, hopefully some of you are up this morning. I know it's, you know, Independence Day weekend, and it was Saturday night of that weekend last night. So a lot of you up late, possibly. But get the brain fired up and give us a call and let us know what you think on this. What's your take? What's your interpretation? Because we haven't even gotten to the recruiting part, which we'll talk about next here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio, 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Celebrate America as Fifth Third Bank presents Lexington's 4th of July Festival. The fun starts on Friday, July 1st, with the Great American Pie Contest and Ice Cream Social, and continues on Sunday, July 3rd, with the Patriotic Concert. On Monday, July 4th, hit the streets for the 40th anniversary of the Bluegrass 10,000-foot race. Following the race, enjoy the Downtown Street Festival, live music, Independence Day Parade, and more. The festival concludes with fireworks. For more information, including event times and locations, visit downtownlex.com.
This is Bud with another reminder to call before you dig. Almost half of all homeowners will not call 811 before they dig. Failing to call can cost you thousands of dollars and result in life-threatening injuries. Find out where all the underground utility lines are located. Dial 811 at least 2 days before you dig. It's free, and it's the law. This Bud Reminder is sponsored by Kentucky 811.
Are you the best in the bluegrass? Then go for the gold against Kentucky's top athletes. Join ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at the Bluegrass State Games. There's something for everyone, any age or ability. So get registered today to compete in over 30 sports. Baseball to bowling, chess to cheerleading, softball to soccer. The Bluegrass State Games are one of the longest running state competitions in the country and the signature event of the Bluegrass Sports Commission. Check it out online at bgsg.org.
This is a Morgan & Morgan consumer message.
If I could give you two pieces of advice in choosing the law firm to represent you for your injuries, it would be simple. Pick a firm that's been around a long time. I've seen so many come and go. And pick a firm with the financial strength to give you the best chance to be fully compensated for what has been taken from you. Our battles have been against the establishment, tobacco companies, the pharmaceutical industry, insurance companies, and bully corporations. We advance on behalf of our clients millions of dollars, sometimes $1 million in a single case, to fight the giants. Whether it's a car crash case, workers' compensation, medical malpractice, or an insurance dispute, you need a firm which can match the other side dollar for dollar, toe to toe, so that you have a fighting chance. For 30 years, we've represented the people, not the powerful. Let us fight for you. Morgan & Morgan, ForThePeople.com. Offices, Lexington.
ESPN Sports Radio.
It's alive!
1300.
I am a real American. Fight for the rights of every man.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Joe on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Oh, yeah. All right, my memory is just horrible. Who sings this song? Do you know, Sean?
Rick Derringer, I think.
Rick Derringer?
I think.
Really?
We'll go with
it. Wow. No. Rick Derringer, isn't it the name of the boyfriend in the movie Clerks? Her boyfriend's name is Rick Derringer?
Rock and roll, hoochie
coo. Okay.
It's that guy.
Well, when I hear this song, only one image comes to mind. It's Hulk Hogan coming out to the ring. I mean, yeah, absolutely. I mean, that was big. He was big in my time.
Big in my time.
That was the guy. And to see what's happened to him now.
Well, I was also a Hacksaw Jim Duggan fan. He would come out with that 2x4 and the American flag.
Yes.
That's pretty American.
What did Hacksaw Jim Duggan come out to? What was his song?
He really shouldn't have had one. You know, just walking out there would have been his introduction.
When he has got the 2x4 and the American flag,
And it was like the full-size one.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? It was not a, you know, oh, this is like a small one you may, you know, put in your yard.
No. This was the real deal.
Yeah.
He was one of the best. This is it right here? This Hacksaw Jim Duggan? Do you see him on screen coming out? Doesn't feel right, does it? Very generic. I guess it all can't be perfect. I mean, if you've got the 2x4, ding, 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 perfect. If you've got the full-size American flag, bingo.
2 for 2.
Yeah. And then, you know, so I guess if you fail on the music, it's okay because you're paying attention to the 2x4 and the American flag.
Yeah.
And I feel who, you know, whatever schlub gets into the ring, you know, the one you never heard of, like the guys that he would fight that you just, no names that get in there, you've got no chance. There's no chance. You're getting booed.
Did a little OVW maybe at some point in time, and then they took that big call up and it just didn't work out.
Yeah. Yeah. I got the American flag. That's just a Max Headroom mix or something.
Yeah. It looks really solid on YouTube.
Now, before the break, we did American Hero. Play that song. Play American Hero again. Because that show, that was right there, Hulk Hogan's heyday as well. Hulk Hogan, at his height, was the show was on TV. Believe it or not, it's just me. Do you remember this guy? I mean, this guy, did it go into syndication? I don't know if I remember watching it in syndication. But, yeah, absolutely. That's it. It was the blonde guy, blonde curly hair. And he didn't really... Yeah, believe it or not. And you didn't. That was the thing. He didn't look like a superhero. He was a scrawny, blonde, curly-haired dude who, you know, looked like somebody you'd beat him, you know, you'd whip him. You know, you'd just shut your mouth.
Why are you singing?
Yeah. I've got a 2x4 and an American flag.
Boom.
I'm stomping you. But then all of a sudden he becomes the greatest, great American hero. Of course, you remember from Seinfeld, you know, believe it or not, George is not home. His answering machine. That was great. All right, we've got a phone call. 381-1313 is the number if you want to get in here. Joe is on the line this morning. Good morning, Joe.
Come on, guys. They're not schlubs. They're jabronis.
Jabronis. That's right. Jabronis.
Okay? They're a jabroni, you know.
Mm-hmm.
They're journeymen.
You've got it right.
They go every place just to have their you-know-what whipped off, you know.
Right.
Anyways, the guy that played in Great America's Hero, did he play in that real good horror flick? Yeah, I know he did, with Sissy Spacek, where she goes ballistic at the prom.
Carrie?
Yeah, he was.
Was he in that?
In Carrie, yeah.
You know, I think he was in one of the Star Trek movies as well. Like, he was the...
Oh.
Was he Kirk's son?
Yeah, he was.
Captain Kirk's son in the movie where it was about Genesis. They were trying to...
Star Trek Genesis?
No.
No.
There was like a... It might have been called Genesis.
There was a Star Trek Genesis.
Yeah, I think it was. Where they had some research to where they could form new life. They could form a planet. And so, you know, evil guys were trying to use it as a weapon. And the researchers on this were... a woman that Kirk was romantically involved with, and her son, who turned out to be Kirk's son, but the kid didn't know that Kirk was his father. Kirk knew that was his son. Yeah, well, that was him too, right? Was that the Great American Hero?
Yeah, that same guy.
Yeah.
Yeah. Hey, guys, I just want to throw something out in case anybody's there listening. yesterday. Got remarried again, and today is my 30th wedding anniversary, and I'm happy as all get out.
Hey, happy anniversary. Absolutely. Happy anniversary.
Hey, 30 years is a long haul, brother.
I'm surprised you, you know, renewed the vows there yesterday.
Well, you know.
You had some time to think about it.
You know, I was scared as was the first time. You know, yeah. And what the weirdest thing, you know, I had cataracts a few months ago, and I had surgery, and I've been wearing glasses for 48 years, and now I don't have to wear glasses. And the only bad thing about having this surgery is when I come home and I took the patches off my eyes, I realized I was married to an old woman. I didn't know before.
Yeah. That happens, hey, I guess, yeah.
Hey, a little levity, guys. I hope you all have a great day. And I think Calipari's full of bull. Normal. He just likes to keep the pot stirred.
Yes, he does like to keep it stirred. There's no doubt about it.
You know, I really do. I believe he's just full of it. But I can't wait for a football season. I don't care if Kentucky don't win 5-6 games. I still like to watch Kentucky play. Now, let's be honest. All right, who has the better team this year? Green Bay, Chicago, or Minnesota? I know Mary Jo's not there, but
she's not here to defend Minnesota.
But I'm a Green Bay fan, so I'll take Green Bay.
Well, I know Minnesota's not the best.
Well, I've probably got to go with Green Bay, you know, if they're healthy.
It's a good choice.
All the receivers are there, and Rodgers is healthy. I mean, they've got to be the favorite. They've got to be the pick. And then Minnesota's kind of on the rise. Teddy Bridgewater.
Yeah, they really are.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And Chicago feels like they're going the wrong way. And now they've got to figure out, I mean, they don't have Matt Forte. He's gone. And the guys that they've got to replace him are guys that have never done anything. I mean, they haven't done anything to prove themselves. And Matt Forte was pretty much the offense for the last 10 years.
That's true. Well, guys, I got to go before my wife gets up and discovers I'm on the radio with radio guys on her 30th wedding anniversary, you know. Y'all have a great weekend. Happy 4th of July. Do not handle fireworks, only in the proper way they're meant to be handled.
All right. Thank you, Joe, and happy anniversary.
Thanks.
Just a little PSA from our friend Joe.
And it's sound advice.
So you don't wind up like, what's the defensive end for the Giants?
Pierre Paul.
Yeah, John Pierre Paul, JPP. Yeah.
That's right, JPP.
Jason Pierre Paul. The thumbless wonder. Or did he lose the pinky? Has he still got the thumb?
Lost two fingers.
So he's got the three? Is that what he's got? He's got the thumb, the forefinger, and the middle finger? The middle finger is the one he's thinking about right now listening to this show. Yeah, the fireworks stuff. This is kind of literally raining.
Yeah.
On the parade, which is tomorrow at 2 o'clock. We hope. I mean, I didn't let off the fireworks. Plenty of people around us did last night. I heard
a couple good booms.
Yeah. But I didn't get into it last night. It's raining now. It's supposed to rain this evening again, and then Monday it's just supposed to be a complete washout. That, of course, is when the Bluegrass 10K is at 7 a.m. on Monday, followed by the Street Festival from 9 to 6. I think there's music, bands on like three different stages, tons of vendors, and then the parade is at 2 o'clock downtown, all through Main Street, fireworks at 10 o'clock at Commonwealth Stadium. And it is supposed to rain all day long on Monday. It's
supposed to do the fireworks, rain or shine, unless the fireworks company deems it to be.
Yeah. I live close enough that I might catch just a little bit of them over the tops of the trees. If it's raining, I'm not messing with that.
No. There's always that one guy, like last night, sitting there watching some TV. There's always the one, like, you hear it like 1 something in the morning.
Right.
And you're like, come on, that guy.
Yeah. Nah, I live in a neighborhood with a lot of those guys. Yeah. It's not just one of them. it's a few.
Two or three
yeah,
guys.
It's a few. Yeah, I live in an area where as soon as the fireworks stand goes up, the fireworks begin. Even though there's a city ordinance against it that you're only allowed to sell them 2 weeks before. That's when the fireworks stands go up. And then you're not supposed to let them off except for in like a four-day window or something. But no, as soon as the fireworks go on sale, I start hearing them every night. Last night, they probably ended around one or so, I guess.
There was a large gap from, I think, maybe 11:45 until one-ish.
Yeah.
You know, they were like, all right, let's really sit on this. You know, let's make it count.
Yeah.
And then here it is, 1 o'clock. Let them know you're there.
Hey, let's take some time, get really messed up, make this a little bit more dangerous, and then let it off.
See how high this thing goes. Oh, and you always hear the fire truck.
Yes.
That's, you know,
yep.
There were like the first couple cracks, and I hear a fire truck, and I just laugh.
Yeah.
It's probably unrelated. Probably not. But it's
dogs barking everywhere. My dogs just... Like, calm down, it's just fireworks, you know. Right. It's going to happen again real soon.
Give me some salt.
Now, look, hey, I told you. I said, this is all night. Come on, copper, chill. You know, it's going to be fireworks.
They don't speak English, though.
No, they don't. Mm. They just look at you like, what is going on? Is Vietnam occurring in our backyard? Do I need to do something here? What are we going to do? 381-1313 is the number to call if you want to get in here and talk about, well, the 4th of July or what Calipari said on his website. Coming up at 10 o'clock, Justin Rowland from Rivals.com will be here to talk about that, as well as UK baseball and football. And we'll do it on the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Gary Wexler here, General Manager of Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and boy, are we celebrating the 4th of July this weekend. The savings will have you seeing stars and stripes during Jeep's 4th of July sales event. Now through the 4th of July, lease a brand new Jeep Cherokee for only $219 a month for well-qualified leasees. That's $219 for a brand new Jeep Cherokee, and we've got 40 of them right now in stock. Plus, get $10,000 off MSRP on a brand new 2016 Ram Crew Cab 4x4. 10 grand off MSRP. I told you'd be seeing stars and stripes. Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1560 East New Circle Road, or online at glennsfreedomchryslerdodgejeepram.com.
Excludes tax, title, license. 16 Cherokee. More than 5 available. Lease 36 months with 2130 due at sign. Includes $599 dock fee. No security deposit required. 10K miles per year with 20 cents per mile overage. 16 Ram 1500 Bighorn. Number DJ7H91. MSRP 60815. Discount includes dealer discount. And Ram rebate expires 7/4/16.
The Legends will celebrate their Independence Day early with a mega blast fireworks after their special Sunday night start time of 6:35. The gates will open at 5:30. Get to the ballpark early and get your seats for the mega blast fireworks. Check out LexingtonLegends.com for tickets.
Summer is in full swing in Aurora. Complete your outdoor room and entertain friends and family with sizzling savings. 50 to 60% off
hundreds of in-stock patio collections from top-of-the-line brands.
Relax at the pool or in the shade with four-person lounge sets starting at $6.99.
Dine outdoors with a new five-piece dining set starting at $3.99.
Plus, get 30% off select outdoor accessories. Summer is here.
Get your backyard ready for summer fun.
Take advantage of the sizzling savings and hurry into Aurora.
Call 299-2932.
299-2932.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it.
Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Believe it or not, George isn't at home. Please leave a message at the beep.
I must be out or I pick up the phone.
Where could I be? Believe it or not, I'm not home.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
I mean, is Seinfeld the greatest show of all time? Is it the greatest television show ever?
Greatest television show of all time.
ABC 36's Alex Risen filling in for Mary Jo Perino. She's on vacation. You can tweet us at Alex Risen or at D Reefer. I have to say, in the what would we consider the modern era, like the 80s and up?
I give you 70. Well, it's 75.
75.
Yeah.
So that's including like Different Strokes, The Jeffersons, Sanford and Son, All in the Family.
A lot of good ones out there.
Mama's Family.
Remember Roseanne.
Wait.
You didn't like Mama's Family?
Mama's Family?
Yeah, with Carol Burnett. Or not good. Carol Burnett.
Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah, Vicki Lawrence.
Yeah.
You didn't think Mama's Family was good?
That's funny.
All in the Family, The Jeffersons. Mama's Family. No. Doesn't work. It doesn't work.
I have to say the all-time greatest show for me is Andy Griffith. There's nothing better than Andy Griffith. It is funny, smart, witty, clean, has morals and values.
Look at you, Dan.
It's always good.
Yeah.
You were a real American.
After that, Seinfeld. Or is it Friends?
What, not Mayberry RFD?
Definitely not.
It seems like you're erring on the side of comedies. So, or, you know, something with some
laughter. Oh, well, yes, I guess.
Laughter.
Yeah, I don't mean a drama. Yeah, I mean sitcom.
No ER.
No. I'm talking sitcoms. You? Yeah, I should have made that more clear. Yeah, talking sitcoms. Because if we're talking all TV shows, then I'm going like, gosh, like maybe Sopranos.
Okay. Like
well, let's stick with comedies first. Is it Seinfeld?
I feel like it would be tough to beat.
What's next? Curb Your Enthusiasm? Which is Larry David's show, the creator of Seinfeld? Or, I mean, Friends, I guess, is pretty popular, but eh.
Friends was big. They were getting like a mil and change a show, weren't they?
Yeah.
Maybe Cheers?
Cheers.
Cheers has got to. Cheers trumps Friends
yes.
to me.
Yeah.
Yeah, that trumps it. What else would we put in there?
You know, Frasier was called the wittiest show on television.
Frasier was big, which was a spinoff of Cheers. The Cosby Show was huge. Honestly, right now, those are my top three. Seinfeld, Cheers, Cosby Show.
Okay.
Those are my top three. If we're talking about...
And then Mama's Family.
No. I put Mama's Family in there because it's in that time frame.
Uh-huh.
It's in that area.
I watched
Three's Company.
Okay.
Come and knock on our door.
Come and knock on my door.
Mr. Furley. Yeah, I can't put Three's Company in there.
No.
I don't know if I got to go back, though. Sanford and Son's got to be in there somewhere. Esther, you so ugly. You can roll out some dough. Put your face in it and make gorilla cookies. My sons heard that and they died. Oh, they absolutely died. Yeah, I got to put Sanford and Son in there. I tried to show them some clips of Sanford and Son to be like, this is classic. Like the second clip I showed them, he said something that I guess was acceptable to say on television in the 70s, but is not acceptable to say today. I'm like, you know, phone flying up in the air trying to turn it off. Good grief, man. Yeah. Sanford and Son, though, has to be up there for me. But you got to have a cutoff. You can't if you include everything. You go back quite a ways. I mean, then you know, throw in Leave It to Beaver.
Yeah, where does...
There it is. Oh, yeah. That is one of the greatest. No doubt about it. Because every now and again, I'll throw in a, you know, at the house. Like, this is the big one. This is the big one. Elizabeth, honey, I'm coming to join you. The boys will say, Daddy, who's Elizabeth?
What are you talking about?
Yeah. Shut up, you big dummy.
Like, who, me?
381-1313 if you want to get in on the conversation and make your bid here for, you know, best sitcom. I got to get – Seinfeld still has to be number one for me.
I'll tell you what's pretty good now. The Goldbergs.
The Goldbergs? I haven't watched it. I've heard about it. Yeah.
You watch that? Oh, man. That's right up your alley. You'd love that.
The half hour. What do I watch? Veep. I watch Veep sometimes, which is on HBO with Julia Louis Dreyfus. That's a good show. Gosh, as far as half hour comedies go, I can't think of anything I'm watching.
You should watch The Goldbergs, then.
I should watch The Goldbergs. I have so much stuff that's on there, the DVR, and on Netflix. Just finished Orange is the New Black last night. Do you watch that?
I don't.
Just finished.
That's Netflix, right?
Yeah. It's Netflix. It's third season, I believe. Yeah, it's hardcore. It has some comedy in it, but it's hardcore. Like, the last episode was like on the verge of a complete prison riot. Just, and some beat downs and just, it's hardcore. That's why it's on Netflix. You know, it's not meant for cable.
Yeah, Joe, who was on just a moment ago, wants to put in a vote for Night Court.
Oh, yes.
Because Marky Post is hot, he says.
Oh.
Sorry, Joe, his wife, if you're listening.
I thought Bull was hot in that show. Yeah. And Dan Fielding, not Fielding.
Yeah, that's right.
Is it right? Dan Fielding?
John Larroquette?
Yeah. Yeah, Dan Fielding was one of the all-time great characters on TV.
I watched too much TV.
Night Court was really good. And what was then, Radio, News Radio? Remember that one?
Oh, News Radio is outstanding.
That was really good, too.
News Radio.
Yeah,
with Dave Foley from Kids in the Hall.
Yep, Dave Foley.
Oh, yeah, yes. Now, yeah,
Joe Rogan, Andy
Joe
Dick.
Rogan.
Yes, Andy Dick. Yes, I remember the show.
Phil Hartman.
I do remember it.
Phil
yes.
Hartman was.
Phil Hartman, yes, yes. It took me a minute. It took me a minute to remember that one. There was, WKRP in Cincinnati. That's got to be in there, too. Now, I also watched Better Call Saul. I'm on the second season of that.
Love that.
So I'm maybe on episode 3 of the second season. I mean, that's outstanding.
Oh, you're not up to date.
No, I haven't caught up yet.
Oh,
no.
We'll get there.
Let's see what I haven't caught up on. Vinyl was the show on HBO. It's only one season, and then it got canceled already.
It did get canceled.
And so I haven't watched it yet. I've got every episode. Like, why should I even waste my time? They're not going to have another season. Did you watch any of it?
I got through about 2 episodes.
Okay.
And I kind of lost, not lost interest, but lost time.
Yeah. Yeah, I don't. So I'm probably deleting that. That's gone. Vinyl's probably gone. If you can't make it past one season.
Not for you.
No. The Outsiders, the one on WGN, where it's like based in Kentucky. Did anybody watch this one? No?
I have no idea what you're talking about.
No. All right. At least somebody does. I DVR'd that one. I haven't started watching it yet. Mr. Robot. You watch that?
I have not seen that.
Mr. Robot is great.
Yes. It is out of its mind.
Yeah, it's coming back next week or a week after.
Yes. Really good. Really, really good. It's on, what, USA?
I think so, yes.
Yeah. There, I did see that they are going to do a post show for that.
For Mr. Robot?
Yeah.
Well, it's interesting. The post show is good stuff. Like when they do talk to the director, it's some pretty good stuff because he'll kind of get into the metaphors and the symbolism that's in the show because it's heavy. I mean, you can't just sit down and chit chat here or there or whatever. You're in it, and then when you're in it, you're like, oh, what does that represent? What is the other? There's another one that I just finished the whole thing. Oh, the OJ thing. Watched it.
The FX series?
Mm-hmm. The FX series was pretty good.
The FX series. And I then did not like Cuba Gooding Jr. as OJ. No. We talked about that when you were gone.
Yeah.
With Mary Jo, because she was like in the 30 for 30.
Yeah. See, I was on vacation during the 30 for 30, so I DVR'd it. I did watch all but one. I haven't watched part five, I think. Yeah, I think it's it. So I was on vacation when that whole week of 30 for 30s was going on.
Yeah.
And not watching the OJ thing when you're at the beach. That's not going to happen. A buddy of mine texted Eastbound and Down.
Oh, yeah.
Eastbound and Down is it's a next level comedy. It's just.
Was that HBO?
Yeah.
Or show HBO?
Was it? Yeah, it was HBO. Yeah. That was next level. That was appointment viewing. That was when that came on. I mean, I was just psyched. I mean, Danny McBride is, it's just too good. And now they got a new one where it's Danny McBride and another guy playing principals. It's called Vice Principals or something on HBO.
It's Walton Goggins from Justified.
Yes. 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 Also known as, Venus from Sons of Anarchy.
I think Bill Murray makes an appearance in that Vice Principal show as well. I think he might be the principal or something.
Is it a Will Ferrell production? Is it another Will Ferrell deal?
Not
like
sure.
Eastbound and Down? I'm sure it'll have similar comedy, which is good. Homeland, that's another one I make sure. I have Showtime for Homeland, and then I cancel it. And then I get it again when Homeland comes back. Because you can't have HBO and Showtime. It's just too much. I can't afford $300 cable bill every month or satellite TV bill.
Ugh. You've let the cat out of the bag now, too. Now they know. They're like, oh, that guy keeps calling.
If you could just work it to where you get HBO and Showtime for free for the first 3 months or whatever, and then... All right, call them. Remember to call them, or else you're paying for it the next month. But they don't time it out that way for Homeland, necessarily. Homeland is really good. Ray Donovan?
I watched the first season of Ray Donovan.
I haven't watched Ray Donovan.
But then I lost Showtime. Mm-hmm. I moved. Showtime is no longer a piece of the pie for me. My parents still watch Ray Donovan. They think it's good. I think it's, is it done with two seasons? Just started third one.
Narcos. You watch Narcos on Netflix?
No.
That's the Pablo Escobar deal. That's good. That's also hardcore. Very violent. Nasty.
Bloodline? You a Bloodline fan?
Oh, Bloodline's awesome.
I haven't watched it.
It's awesome. Now, the first, when you start watching it, it may take a couple episodes to get hooked.
Okay.
It's kind of slow, but it picks up. And then where it left off, it's awesome.
What's the main character, the actor's name that was in Friday Night Lights, the TV series?
I don't know the actor's name, but I know exactly. Yeah.
Eric something?
He was in Friday Night Lights, yeah.
He was in an awesome show called Early Edition, which no one remembers apparently.
I do not remember.
It was the greatest show on. He would get a newspaper from the next day on his doorstep, and then he'd have to go like save children. And
yes, I do remember this now,
because like construction, mm-hmm. Like something fell on a kid, so he would have to run there, and he would time out his day based on the newspaper from the day before. Very good.
I would check the Powerball numbers and call it a day. Peace, America. I'm going to find a place where they don't print newspapers. And that's where I'll live.
You got an obligation, Dan.
A moral obligation. Yeah. I think I'd just pass the newspaper on to someone else. Hey, here you go. It's tomorrow's newspaper. You're welcome. 381-1313 is the number to call. In about 10 minutes, we're going to talk to Justin Rowland from Cats Illustrated. Get back on track sports-wise. If you want to talk sports or TV, you can do that. Here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show, ABC 36 is Alex Risen filling in on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
The Dan and Mary Joe Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Brothers Auto Sales is Central Kentucky's number one dealer of pre-owned vehicles. At Brothers Auto Sales, you'll find the most complete selection of quality pre-owned cars and trucks available today. Every vehicle comes with a Carfax report documenting every aspect of the vehicle's history. Plus, we have an A-plus rating from the BBB. Brothers Auto Sales is open Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 8 p.m. for sales. Their top-notch service department is there Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5. Brothers Auto Sales, 285 East New Circle at the corner of Bryan Station Road or on the web at brothersautosales.com. No gimmicks, no games, no high pressure. Just the best prices on quality pre-owned vehicles in Central Kentucky, period. Brothers Auto Sales. Get out to Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram on New Circle this weekend for the 4th of July celebration. They're celebrating big with deep discounts on 2016 Ram Crew Cabs. There's not that many left, so hurry in. They also have the very unique and hard-to-find Ram Power Wagon. You can save $4,400 off MSRP on select new 2016 Jeep Grand Cherokees. Come in Saturday or Monday from noon to 2 when they're cooking foot-long hot dogs. Celebrate the 4th and save big at Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram.
It's a great day to eat barbecue. My favorite thing is the cowbell. Moo!
My favorite thing is the slow-cooked meat. Their vinegar slaw reminds me of my grandma's house in Birmingham.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is the atmosphere and food.
I love coming to City Barbecue because I love their fries.
Their pulled chicken is filled with flavor.
I love their turkey.
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is all of the smoked meat!
My favorite thing about City Barbecue is I always leave happier than when I got here.
For a long, long time in Lexington, Hearst Business Supply and Furniture Solutions has been downtown. Well, they've moved. There's a new location at 500 Buck Place off Greendale Road with a fabulous new working showroom. You can see your furniture in action. Just visit them, tour the new facility, or they can come to you. Take a chair test drive. They have it all for your office at Hearst. Office products, break room, bathroom, space planning, furniture, everything from the boardroom to the bathroom. No order too small or too large. No space too small or too large. No job is too small or too large. It's local, family-owned, third generation, and it's owned by a wonderful woman named Hope Hearst. Are you the person who orders office products, coffee, break room, bathroom supplies? Get it from one source. Visit HearstGroup.net with everything for the office. Think Hearst first.
McLean in Nicholasville is having a job fair July 9th for full case selector and loader positions with a starting rate of $14 per hour. We look forward to seeing you in Nicholasville at our DC on Saturday, July 9th from 9 a.m. to noon at 1040 Baker Lane to apply and interview for steady full-time positions with full benefits and $14 an hour to start. That's the job fair for McLean in Nicholasville, 1040 Baker Lane, Saturday, July 9th from 9 to noon.
ESPN Sports Radio. It's alive! 1300. The Dan and Mary Joe Show. Local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show. Or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, yesterday was the perfect day for a holiday weekend. I mean, the weather was great. It was not too humid. It was great all day long to be out and about, shoot off fireworks in the evening. I could even smell the smoke of actual wood fire burning last night around. That's always awesome. Love a good fire in the backyard.
I always liked smelling like a campfire. Some people didn't like it. Loved it.
I like the smell.
I want to sleep in a blanket that smells like that every night.
Well, anytime I do a fire, I smell like campfire for like 2-3 days.
Good.
It just doesn't come off. It just doesn't go away. It's in like in your ears even. But now it looks like, you know, it doesn't look good for today. Right now it's cloudy, rainy.
Movie day, or a good day to watch some television
shows. Some TVs. That's what I was getting at. Thank you, Alex. You've you're reading my mind. Because we were just talking about it. I had forgotten one that I've become addicted to was The Americans.
Oh,
you watch that one?
On FX?
Yeah.
Right.
That one's great. They've got a couple more seasons, maybe?
I thought
they got renewed.
They
it was close to being over. They weren't sure if it was going to be renewed, and then it was. And I think two more seasons has been renewed.
Right.
But The Americans is one that I just finished up that one. I don't watch Game of Thrones.
I
don't watch The Walking Dead. Either.
I did start watching The Walking Dead.
Oh, you did?
Oh, man. It was one of those 4th of July, I think, maybe 2-3 years ago, something like
that.
Oh,
yeah?
I think it was 2 years ago. And it was a big marathon, so I recorded it and was
jumped
watching
in.
Show by show, you know.
I don't know. The zombie stuff just doesn't appeal to me in any way. I guess it's about more than just zombies.
It's the people show, right? Social interaction, all that stuff, if you get into the deeper meaning. The wife reminded me, Golden Girls.
Golden
was
Girls.
Was solid. She can Golden, yeah. probably recite every word of almost every show without even watching it at times. It's pretty entertaining.
Yeah, Golden Girls was good. There's no doubt about it. How about Designing Women? The
what?
Sugar Bakers?
What is he talking about, Sean?
Designing Women? Was that the name of it?
There was a show called Designing Women, yeah. I don't recall it.
It was the women, and they had like a real estate agency or something, or a designer's agency.
Yeah.
It had that. It had that lady.
Four or five women, and
that lady in it. You know, the lady with the hair,
and then the other one,
and then the other one with the voice.
Delta Burke. That's exactly who was in it. Yes, Delta Burke and some other women. A blonde woman. Another.
There's probably a brunette.
Yeah.
A redhead, maybe?
Maybe a redhead.
Yeah.
Really rounded out.
Yeah, I've heard Fargo, the show, the series, is really good, but I haven't started watching that yet. So, Daredevil? Do you watch Daredevil on Netflix?
I do not, but I've...
Watch that either?
Heard that's good.
I haven't watched that either. Yeah. All right, when we come back, we're going to talk to Justin Rowland of Cats Illustrated. He had a response on his website, catsillustrated.com, to Coach Cal's comments on his website, coachcal.com, about how things are going to change the program, how he's looking to improve it. We'll talk to Justin Rowland about that, as well as football and UK baseball. When we come back on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Schwab's Pipes and Stuff. It's where to go when your day's been rough.
We're family-owned since 1977. Come and enjoy our smoking lounge and patio on Southland Drive.
Hey, our cigars are great and our blends are the bomb. It's time for you to get your smoke on. So head on down to a place you're sure to love. Talking about Schwab's Pipes and Stuff.
Tune in to ESPN Sports Radio 1300 weekdays at 8 and 4 for the Central Bank Reds update with Doug Flynn all season long. Central Bank, where local service and knowledgeable bankers give you the central difference.
Did you know the federal government provides more than $150 billion a year in grants, loans, and work study funds to make higher education possible for anyone? Completing the free application for federal student aid, known as the FAFSA, is the first step to getting your share, and it's totally free and takes most people less than an hour to apply.
Go to knowhowtogoky.org and join the conversation on Twitter with hashtag MyFAFSAStory. This message is brought to you by the Pritchard Committee Student Voice Team and the Council on Post-Secondary Education.
Are you the best in the bluegrass? Then go for the gold against Kentucky's top athletes. Join ESPN Sports Radio 1300 at the Bluegrass State Games. There's something for everyone, any age or ability. So get registered today to compete in over 30 sports. Baseball to bowling, chess to cheerleading, softball to soccer. The Bluegrass State Games are one of the longest running state competitions in the country and the signature event of the Bluegrass Sports Commission.
Check it out online at bgsg.org.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
WLXG Lexington.
Ride in your truck with style. On the road, off the road. That's the lifted life. Let your truck work for you. On the farm, on the job site. That's the lifted life. Take your truck out to play. At the lake, on the trail. That's the lifted life. Your truck is a part of you, whether it's for style, work, or play. So why not have the best of the best? Lucky's Off-Road is the truck accessories authority for getting you that lifted life. Lucky's installs everything you need to pull that boat, conquer that mountain, or function on that construction site. Suspension lifts, wheels and tires, winches, trailer hitches, toolboxes, bed covers, floor mats, step bars, bed liners, ladder racks, brush guards, vent visors, LED light bars, audio, video, you name it. Lucky's Off-Road has got it. Visit our showroom. Call Lucky's Off-Road at 859-299-4411 or get a quote at luckysoffroad.com today. Why? Because you deserve that lifted life.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300. WLXG Lexington. And LM Communications Broadcasting Station. ESPN Radio Sports Center.
I'm Christine Lisi, live now on ESPN2. It's coverage of Wimbledon, where they're playing at the All England Club for only the fourth time ever on a middle Sunday due to a rainy first week. John Isner and Joe Willisanga continue their marathon. They are tied at 11 in the fifth set. Defending women's champ Serena Williams didn't need too long to win her 300th career match in a tennis major, beat Annika Beck 6-3, 6-love. That match took 51 minutes. Decision day apparently coming soon for the most coveted NBA free agent this offseason. ESPN's Chris Broussard reporting Kevin Durant's expected to decide tonight or early tomorrow which team he'll play for. Durant has met with the Thunder, Warriors, Spurs, Celtics, and Clippers. His final meeting today with the Heat. OKC, the only team Durant's played for in his NBA career, has requested another meeting with him after he talks with Miami, but no decision yet made on whether that will take place. First overall pick in this year's draft, Ben Simmons signing his rookie deal with the Sixers. Four-year deal with options would equal $26.6 million. Baseball, the Angels scored 11 runs in the seventh. They pounded on the Red Sox 21-2. CJ Cron, 6-for-6, two home runs, five RBI. Carlos Perez had five hits. He drove in six runs. They are the first Angels teammates since 1920 to combine for at least 11 hits and 11 or more RBI in the same game. Mets topped the Cubs 4-3. Jake Arrieta's lost three of his last six starts. Mike Zunino hit two of the Mariners' five home runs in their 12-6 victory over the Orioles. Brad Keselowski won the Coke Zero 400, a race marred by a 22-vehicle crash.
The 2016 ESPY Day Auction will launch Wednesday, and it's full of once-in-a-lifetime sports experiences and incredible memorabilia. It all benefits the V Foundation for Cancer Research. In the fight against cancer, we will never give up.
Welcome to the Dan and Mary Jo Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Be a part of the show by calling 381-1313 or tweet your comments to at D Reefer or at MJP18. Now, here are Dan Reefer and Mary Jo Perino.
ABC 36's Alex Risen sitting in for Mary Jo this weekend, who's on vacation. And right now we're going to get to the phone with Justin Rowland from Cats Illustrated joining us here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show. Good morning, Justin. Thanks for taking time.
Hey, always a pleasure. Thanks.
Well, I was going to get into first talking football and then a little UK baseball and some basketball, but we got to go right to this now because John Calipari put out some interesting stuff on his website yesterday, coachcal.com, saying that the things are changing a little bit. He's going to do things differently in his approach and left some things up for speculation, but then also stated clearly that he wants to move in the direction of what the NBA Finals look like. But then when he also brings up recruiting. So a lot of different areas to cover. What were your biggest takeaways from that, Justin? Because Justin from Cats Illustrated, by the way, has a response to this Calipari post on catsillustrated.com.
Well, let me be nuanced here. Calipari is a great marketer, and he is very calculating, not in a bad way, but he measures the impact of what he says and how accurate it's going to be. So when he says we're going to be moving in this direction, he already knows he might have that kind of team this year.
Right.
So, you know, he's kind of setting the stage possibly to say, you know, we were ahead of the curve putting Bam Adebayo at five spot, you know, having Derek Willis as a stretch four. You know, we were the Golden State Warriors before the rest of college basketball in some respect. I don't know. That maybe it's unfair to say that he was calculating to that degree. But, yeah, the context of the change in the program that he's talking about, I thought was most clear in him pointing to the finals. You know, LeBron being the biggest player on the court and shooting being at such a premium. So, I mean, how much is that going to change? I don't know. I mean, he's always recruited shooters, and you know, I think he's always put the best players on the court. How do you keep Anthony Davis, DeMarcus Cousins, and Karl Anthony Towns off the court?
Yeah. Well, and then for him last year saying, if you don't have a post presence, you're a fraud. So to think about it as like a Draymond Green type being your only post presence doesn't seem to fit with what Calipari believes.
Right, right. You know, he's going to take the best players available. You know, I think he does consider a player's competitiveness, his personality, his work ethic, how much he's able to kind of, he thinks the kid's going to be able to zone out and do Kentucky because some kids aren't going to be able to, and some of them are going to weed themselves out because they're going to wilt before they make their decision. He considers that, but he's going to mostly take the top 10 players that want to be at Kentucky. And if they're centers, they're centers. If they're guards, they're guards. And I don't think that that's going to change. I think the way he's talking about it, it sets the stage for the team he has this year more than like a big change in philosophy, I think.
Or maybe trying to get these guys like Wenyen Gabriel, Sasha Kalea-Jones, which he's alluded to Kalea-Jones already as being maybe one of the tallest guys who can play out on the perimeter that he's ever had, and talking about them in a way of this positionless basketball, being able to have them take people off the ball and not play in the post primarily. Is that some of this too, you think?
Yeah. I mean, just to put it really crudely, and there are people on our site who will just say stick to football. But, you know, some of it's just being basketball savvy and having a team that plays well together. You know, you think about North Carolina's basketball team for like two or three years building up to their run to the championship game. You know, they were a flawed team, but this last year, they just kind of knew where the other guys were on the court. They filled the lanes instinctively. They always have three guys in the right place where the ball was coming off the rim. And so it's not like you got to have this kind of big man. I think Kalea-Jones and Gabriel, quickness, the length, ability to disrupt the passing lanes and get out on the break, you know, those are the kind of qualities that college basketball as well is trending towards, for sure.
We're talking with Justin Rowland of Rivals, CatsIllustrated.com. If you look at the website, the first thing is Calipari thinking about this UK team differently than the last, which is what we've been talking about. But then, if you scroll down and look, baseball story. This is something you mentioned on Twitter, that there would be more of a commitment to UK baseball on your website, and that you believe that there's a thirst for it. And I agree, there is. But what made you think this, head in that direction a little bit?
Well, you know, before I was a publisher of a website like this, I was a user on Rivals growing up as a teenager. So I didn't know what people want. Usually people in my role, publishers and even newspapers to maybe a lesser extent, are going to be writing what they think is important, but also what people want to read and what the public's demand is for. I think in some cases, maybe rare cases, you have an opportunity to kind of create a market for something. And, you know, you think about how popular the SEC, the baseball is in the SEC. You think about the excitement following the new coaching hire, the fact that Kentucky's recruited at a really high level and Kentucky fans love recruiting. And they're probably going to be getting facility upgrades in the foreseeable future, you'd have to imagine. I just think it's kind of a perfect storm that made it the right time to make a better commitment to cover the program.
How much does obviously winning play into that too? I mean, you know, UK was hot, and you remember the 06 season, getting the SEC championship and everything, but how much is it, you know, it's kind of like football. It's exciting at times, and then it's, okay, it's basketball season if the football team's not doing well. Is there any of that with baseball, you know, if basketball, you know, chews into the season a little bit, and if UK baseball isn't on a hot streak, then people are kind of, you know, let's just start talking to football already again or keep talking about basketball.
Yeah. That's a good question. And I'll say something that I think would make some UK football people pretty uncomfortable. And don't take this as me exaggerating rivals' importance. But if rivals didn't do recruiting rankings, where would Mark Stoops be today? And he would have three losing seasons that he would be going into year four on, and he wouldn't have, hey, I've got three top 40 classes that we're building with. So part of it is the winning creates the excitement that you then, you know, people are going to want to read, and it's going to build. But part of it is the hype can become a self-fulfilling prophecy and can lead to the winning.
Yeah.
I'm not saying that Mark Stoops didn't build his own hype. He earned it. They recruited extremely well. They're just going about it a different way, and I think the baseball program can do it that way as well.
Now, your guy Derek Terry that works for Rivals, he was, I guess, the one who broke the news about Roland Fanning coming over from Arkansas Little Rock. He was also on top of Williams as well. I mean, he's been pretty good with this. Well, what can you tell us about Roland Fanning?
Well, Derek is learning that reporting isn't so much about how hard you work, it's who you know.
It's
a labor of love for him. And I honestly don't know that much about him. I've kind of deferred to Derek on him. I've been so knee-deep in the recruiting stuff and the 8 or 9 commitments that they've got. All I can tell you is go to the site and Derek will have more on him. But, yeah, I mean, it's totally new to me as well.
Well, and you need to follow Derek if you don't, especially if you care about UK baseball. I don't even have it pulled up. I'm sorry. Do you know his Twitter handle right off?
Even if you don't like baseball, it'll make him feel good. Follow him. B Terry Rivals. That's right. His Twitter account.
There
Terry Rivals. Hey, Derek.
Now let's get into your forte, Justin, in football, what you were talking about there. How is recruiting going so far for February's signing day?
You know, I would say the theme is they are defying expectations. You know, every kind of precedent that would lead me to think, okay, now they're going to slow down. Now they're in trouble. They didn't go to a bowl game. They lost Damian Harris. Now they had 12 decommitments. They had a 2016 class. You know, they replaced these commitments with the big-time 2018 quarterback Jaren Williams, and now recently Joshua Ali. They've got a bunch of Florida kids coming up next month, and they got a chance to make a big splash with them. They're great at defying expectations, and you know, that's a sign that the staff, they do a good job of getting in their little bubble and zoning out the outside chatter and just, you know, going after the guys that they know like them. And that's where they're at. I mean, I think they have a chance to finish with a really good class. Everybody's going to talk about five-star offensive tackle Jedrick Wills and where he ends up, but, you know, they got like 8 or 9 more spots, so it's going to be depth, not just Wills.
What about the guys that came in this last recruiting class and the one before that? Who are some of the guys that you think are poised to make a move to really be more of a contributor?
You know, I was on a radio show a couple of weeks ago, and I said I thought Jordan Griffin, defensive back, four-star defensive back from Georgia, was probably going to redshirt just because, hey, Chris Westry and Derek Beatty,
going
to be tough to play. But I spoke with somebody close to the program recently who said Jordan Griffin really good, and one person even said it wouldn't shock them if he unseated one of those two expected starters by the end of the season.
Oh my goodness.
Now, I don't think that's going to happen,
yeah.
But I mean, the fact that somebody even said it, I'm not going to out them if they were wrong, but that they even risked their reputation with me to say that, you know, this kid's really good. And Devontae Robinson's another player that I've heard really good things about, another defensive back. And, you know, maybe you're like, wouldn't it be great if we had some guys at some positions that we weren't already good at? But really, you can't have too many good cornerbacks. There's so many receivers, so many spread offenses. You got to have a lot.
Well, then Jordan Jones seems like a name that's really going to step up a little bit. He's someone that they've talked about from the beginning, and now it appears to be his real opportunity after playing, you know, fill-in role last year.
He's got that good linebacker crazy streak. You know, the whistle goes, the ball goes down, it snaps, and he just kind of, it's like reality is suspended, and he's got one task, and he's really good at that. You know, one of the things that, I talked with Todd Greenwell, he's a really respected X's and O's guy, and he scouted Kentucky last year, probably more in-depth than anybody that I know, and he always says to me, Kentucky's linebackers don't attack. It's been years since they've attacked, they've kind of waited around and waited and waited, and they just kind of get caught sideways and out of position. Jordan Jones attacks, and that's kind of a throwback to some of the better Kentucky linebackers that are in the NFL now. And, you know, Jordan Jones is one. Deniro Laster is another. Maybe Cash Daniel makes an impact. Courtney Love's coming in. Now, there's a reason to be optimistic at linebacker.
And on defense, I guess there's some optimism from within, but it seems like the fan base, not so much. If I'm going to break it down just kind of quick and crude, it's the offense is going to be based on Drew Barker. If he does well, then it'll be fine, be able to score some points. The defense, the secondary looks good, but there's question marks everywhere else. Is the defense going to be good enough to stop anybody? Are they good enough to win six games? Probably not. What is the feeling from within, though?
I think I'm of the opinion that their ceiling on defense is higher than a lot of people think, and I would make 3 points. Number one, my starting assumption is the defense was actually pretty good last season. It wasn't a great defense, but it was a really good defense by Kentucky standards over my lifetime. Mm-hmm. You know, in years past, you faced bad offenses like Missouri, you know, and they looked good. They made bad offenses look bad. So, you know, I think the expectations haven't really been fair for the defense. Two, the pass rush. People want to know, where's the pass rush going to come from? And I think Denzel Ware can be a huge game changer there, big matchup problem. And then the defensive line, everybody's terrified about. Understandable. Maybe it is a disaster. But a lot of young guys, and you don't really always know what you've got when the guy's only played his redshirt freshman season. We've got a lot of younger guys who are going to be stepping up. So, you know, Matt Ewan can come through, can Jared Daniel. I mean, I could name 10 guys on the defensive line that haven't hit their full stride yet.
Yeah.
They're really just more an unknown than anything.
We're talking with Justin Rowland from Rivals, CatsIllustrated.com, here on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Drew Barker, you go back to Patrick Toles. You go back to, heck, you can go back to Curtis Poley. So some of these guys, it's been since really Andre Woodson, as far as the hype goes, as far as the recruiting numbers go, stars and that. You had Mike Hartline, was good, but wasn't, you know, as highly touted as Andre Woodson or Patrick Toles or Drew Barker. What is it that Drew Barker has to do better than Patrick Toles did? What does he possess that Toles did not? I guess what I'm getting at is, what did they do as recruits to get them the stars that they got that just hasn't shown up yet? And to be fair, Barker is going to be really his first opportunity to show it.
Right. Well, when you're scouting a kid in high school, immediately you eliminate some guys from high rankings because they don't have something important. Like Drew Barker had everything that you had to have to be a highly rated guy. He had the size. He had enough arm strength. He could run well enough. He was successful. He competed well enough for the major event. So that puts him in the conversation. And then from there, he impressed people with his competitiveness. He was a really fierce competitor. And he was an enthusiastic recruiter, and he had the look of a leader. He was a little bit streaky, though. What he has to do is he's got to demonstrate better footwork in the pocket. And I think he did a little bit of that in the spring game. And I don't honestly think that they feel like Shannon Dawson didn't really prepare him well enough. Darren Henshaw kind of alluded to that a little bit passive-aggressively in the media. I don't know what they were doing before I got here.
Yeah.
And then related to that is his pocket presence. Last year I saw some concerning things where, you know, you like quarterbacks to have that instinctive capacity to kind of know where the pressure is coming from 2 steps before he gets there. I haven't seen that from Barker yet, but it's very early, and this is his third and fourth offensive coordinators in 3 years. So,
yeah.
And give the guy a pass, I think he can have a huge year.
I was going to say, obviously, you haven't, you know, there's not a large sample size on anything that Barker's done at the collegiate level, but I feel like one of the things that, you know, has to get better is just reads. No matter who's behind center for Kentucky, I feel like so many times it's, you know, that either the progression isn't there, something breaks down where all of a sudden it's falling apart, and it's not necessarily, you know, the offensive line is crumbling and they're always under pressure. It's just they're not making the right read.
Right. Last year was really a disaster. I mean, you go through, like, what's the formula for the worst possible offense that we could devise? And okay, let's go with an air raid vertical passing game with offensive tackles that struggle to block SEC defensive ends and receivers that are dropping passes, an injured running back, and quarterback dissension. So, I mean, it's like the worst, and quarterback inaccuracy. So, I mean, really, every single thing that could have gone wrong did go wrong. So, I don't even know where to lay the blame. You're right about the reads. The reads have to get better. I think that will come with time. I think his accuracy is going to improve significantly. They're going to game plan to his strengths. You add the quarterback run as something else the defense has to worry about and something your defense is preparing against in practice. I think it's just going to be a much better fit this year offensively. I don't make predictions on how good they're going to be, but I think it's going to be a much better fit.
Last thing I want to talk to you about is the receiving core. Obviously, they look the part. Some of them are really fast. Some of them are really crafty. Some of them are big and physical and can stretch the field vertically. But all of them seem to drop the ball quite a bit. But when you talk about these names, Jeff Bidette, Dorian Baker, Blake Bone, Jabari Greenwood, Dakota Holtzclaw, Garrett Johnson, Alexander Montgomery, Taven Richardson, Kyan Ross, Ryan Timmons, Charles Walker. I mean, they all sound, from what you know about them, they all sound like a great receiving core, like one of the best in the SEC potential-wise.
Yeah, they're big. They did have a lot of drops last year. I don't have any way to measure this, but one of the things I've always suspected is that drops might be a little bit like missed free throws. They don't always hurt you as much as you think you do. I don't know that they lost that many games because of the drops last season, but the drops are an easy target when they do lose. They got to clean it up, that's for sure. But again, I'll say, like, Juice Johnson and Dorian Baker were true sophomores last year, and the offense was a train wreck. You know, that there was dissent. Offensive coordinator wasn't popular. Guys were who's getting the blame? You know, there's a quarterback controversy brewing. These are like interrelated problems that a good culture is going to impact as well. You saw them in the Missouri game when they came back after losing to Florida. They were fired up. Those receivers pretty much went out and won that game.
Yeah,
hey, huge plays. That's the culture. That's the locker room. That's confidence. You know, so hopefully they would say you get the culture right, then kind of the catches will follow.
Since we're talking about drops, I know that there's different, you know, you can call them gimmicks, you know, different little things that, you know, you can focus on, the tennis ball thing, you know, shooting tennis balls at guys and catch that. Is there something that you can do to try to eliminate, drop passes? Or is it just, hey, look, I dropped the pass, and it is like the missed free throw. I could shoot 100 in practice and make 99, but in a game, you know, that one that was thrown to me was the one that I dropped. And I know that's, you know, it's a terrible time to drop it sometimes because it was at inopportune times.
Like in the end zone against Florida.
Yes. But, you know, is there something that, you know, you can actually physically pinpoint and say, hey, this will help you with catching the football in a game?
Well, they will say that there is, although I don't think there are any studies that definitively back that up. This is where I'm not a coach. Coaches are suspicious of those, like, statisticians or mathematicians that say, hey, you ought to go for it on fourth down every single time. Football guys say, well, you don't know football.
Yeah.
You know, I say, you know, saying, look at the pink elephant over there. You know, you're going to think about the pink elephant. Saying, you know, work on this, work on this, work on this. It could be counterintuitive.
Yeah.
But that's just how coaches are. You know, if they don't get the players to do that, then the coach is fired because he didn't address the issue. So I don't know what the solution is, but I think that they'll get older and hopefully it'll just go away.
Well, and to me, I think Lamar Thomas is going to make a big difference in that department. And I said last question a minute ago, but just before we let you go right here, you know, what's your take on Lamar Thomas and his importance to this staff?
Yeah, a recruit told me recently that Steven Klinkscale, the defensive backs coach, is not much of a talker. He's a doer. He's an action guy. Lamar Thomas is a talker.
Yeah.
He's a talker, that's for sure. I'm not saying he's not an action guy, but at the camp, this incoming freshman high school receiver made a big play, and Thomas was running over and giving him a high five and yelling, "You're going to prom, baby!" And you know, everybody lit up. Position coach teaches the guys the craft, but he also has an equally important role of the guys play for him.
Yeah,
maybe fans don't realize how well position players play is largely related to the relationship they have, the loyalty they have, and how that is with their position coach, because that's who they're closer to than anybody else. And I'm not saying Tommy Maynard totally lost those guys, but it was a unit that had some problems last year, and I think they cleaned it up.
Yeah, Tommy Maynard was the only one of that group that listened to classic rock, I'm sure. That was like Dorian Baker's listening to, you know, Poison on his way in the weight room.
Actually, I've heard some stories about Dorian and maybe some other guys on the team that were with Tate Levitt wearing some 80s rock on his official visit a couple of years ago.
Nice.
Don't make assumptions, I guess.
Yeah, I guess not. Now, Tate, you know.
I'm not going to get into my guilty pleasures today, but people surprise you.
Well, Party in the USA was one that we mentioned. We were playing, you know, American-themed songs for 4th of July weekend, and Miley Cyrus came on, and we just had to agree, if you don't like this song, I mean, something's wrong.
It's a you problem.
Yeah.
Well, you guys said it, so I don't know.
Hey, Justin, thanks for joining us this morning. I really appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the holiday weekend.
Thanks a lot. Happy 4th.
Justin Rowland there from Rivals. You can catch his work on catsillustrated.com. He's the publisher of that website. Always good stuff from them and has good guys on there. We mentioned Derek Terry. He's the follow for baseball news. No doubt about it. He was all over the changes at UK and the staff additions, mentioning Todd Williams before Todd Williams was hired. And they haven't announced that Rolling Fanning is hired, but Derek Terry has. So there you go. We'll be back with more on the Dan and Mary Jo Show with ABC 36's Alex Risen sitting in for Mary Jo here on ESPN Sports Radio 1300. Used to make me smile.
And I knew the Dan and Mary Jo Show continues after this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You know you love the Dan Levitard Show on ESPN Radio.
Adam Silver, does he look like you expect him to unzip his human skin to reveal a lizard man? Does Kevin Love look like a shepherd in the corner of a nativity scene? Does Jeff Van Gundy look like the guy at the gym who pees out of the bottom of his shorts? Does he or doesn't he? Answer the question!
He looks like the guy who does an autopsy to him.
Dan Levitard, weekdays 10 to 1 on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Social Security, Morgan & Morgan at ForThePeople.com.
And Employee of the Year goes to Janet Chupi.
No, I don't deserve it.
Janet, come up here. You have single-handedly found the best local employees we've ever had.
Sir, HelpWantedLexington.com did it.
No, you did it, Janet.
No, I would just log on, post jobs, and start getting resumes in minutes.
Janet, just take the Employee of the Year plaque.
No, I don't deserve it.
So I guess you don't want the raise.
Oh, no, I want the raise.
Atta girl.
Make Employee of the Year. HelpWantedLexington.com. Long name, amazing results.
Spring into summer the right way at MLS Power Sports with a new Arctic Cat, Altera, Prowler, HDX, or Wildcat. Come visit MLS Power Sports in Georgetown today for the best selection. Now through June 30th, get rebates up to $3,000 and financing as low as 1.9% on a great selection of brand new non-current models. They've also got amazing deals on 2016 and 17s, including financing as low as 2.9%, along with rebates up to $500 plus a two-year warranty. That's a $1,549 value.
Only ride an ATV that's right for your age. Supervised ride. Younger than 16. Each rider must wear a seatbelt and approved helmet, eye protection, and protective clothing. We recommend that all ROV operators have a driver's license and that all riders take a training course. Read and understand the owner's manual before operation. For safety or training information, see your dealer. Savings vary by model purchase and dealer participation. Offer subject to change. See dealer for details.
Ride victoriously.
But most of all, ride victoriously.
The Legends will celebrate their Independence Day early with a mega blast fireworks after their special Sunday night start time of 6:35. The gates will open at 5:30. Get to the ballpark early and get your seats for the mega blast fireworks. Check out LexingtonLegends.com for tickets.
McLean and Nicholasville is having a job fair July 9th for full case selector and loader positions with a starting rate of $14 per hour. We look forward to seeing you in Nicholasville at our DC on Saturday, July 9th from 9 a.m. to noon at 1040 Baker Lane to apply and interview for steady full-time positions with full benefits and $14 an hour to start. That's the job fair for McLean and Nicholasville, 1040 Baker Lane, Saturday, July 9th from 9 to noon.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
If everybody had an ocean across the USA, then everybody.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show, or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
You'll catch them surfing at their side outside. You enter a county line.
I gotta tell you, I am not a Beach Boys fan. Never have been. I don't know why. I just don't dig them at all. I like a lot of older music, Beatles and Stones and stuff like that. But the Beach Boys just.
Yeah. What if you're at the beach?
I'm not listening to the Beach Boys.
All right.
Yeah, we just had Justin Roiland on from Cats Illustrated, and we were talking here during the break. Some of the stuff that we were talking to Justin about football-wise is when we were looking at those receivers, and he was equating drops to missed free throws a little bit and said he just didn't think it hurts as bad as it seems. And
except for when you lose by one.
Yes, I think it's really bad. I think it's just very demoralizing. I think it's something that can kill a drive. It's something that can change the mood in the stadium. It's something that, you know, not only kills a drive, but if you miss a scoring opportunity because of a drop in the end zone, obviously that can be damaging. Just think about
settling for field goal after field goal, but yeah, potentially if you keep dropping passes.
Think about one catch against Florida. Just one catch against Florida. You win that game, you go to a bowl game. We're talking about one catch. The way Vanderbilt was 1 inch, you know, if it's second and 10 and you drop a 7-yard pass, now it's third and 10, you know,
yep.
It's just drive killer. Then the crowd, oh my God, then the crowd is down on that player and catching, and then it snowballs like free throws, like Isaiah Briscoe's free throw shooting.
Just one of those.
That thing just snowballed. Yeah. Then it becomes a, like he was, like Justin said, a pink elephant. Look at that pink elephant over there.
Yeah.
Well, that's what the drops became last year, I think. But he was also talking about a culture.
Right.
That had a little bit to do with that. But Drew Barker's the guy now. There is no, you know, I mean, unless some guys get behind Steven Johnson, which could happen if Drew Barker gets off to a rough start, you know, first three games and not so well. I mean, when they go down to Florida the second week and he throws three picks and, you know, they wind up leading to 17 points or something like that. And then the third game, his confidence is a little shook from that previous game, and so he doesn't play that well. I mean, you can imagine the scenario where Barker is not playing well, and by the third game they're going, what about Steven Johnson? We heard great things about him. And now you've got another quarterback controversy, and then maybe you've got a group of receivers that go, I think we need a change too. And then Darren Henshaw goes, no, we're going to stick with Barker another game. Yeah, we're going to stick with Barker another game. And now you're six games into the season, and Barker's not doing wonderful, and people are hollering for Steven Johnson, and those receivers that were hollering for Drew Barker when they had Patrick Toews are now hollering for Steven Johnson. So I've already talked this into a horrible football season.
To add fuel to the fire, and I've said it, there are a couple high school coaches from around the area that were at some open practices, and they said Steven Johnson, you know, looking at both guys side by side, Drew Barker and Steven Johnson, they're both throwing, both, you know, going through the drills, they said, that's your guy. And they're pointing to Steven Johnson.
Well, I do have a feeling, after saying all that I said, I do have a feeling that they're not going to just hand it completely to Drew Barker, that Steven Johnson will play in games. I think that they will have some plays for him, a package for him, and I think they'll insert him in. Yeah.
Because I feel like everyone would agree, to some extent, Drew Barker is Patrick Toews. Right, in terms of build,
mm-hmm.
You know, what he possesses.
Yeah.
I mean, because I remember when they got him, wasn't it like, that's Patrick Toews 2.0?
Yeah.
You know, that type of guy, that type of, that look from the same, you know, region of Kentucky. I mean, it was almost like it really was little Patrick Toews. And it seems like you got to shake something up offensively. Do a little something different and maybe use that mobile quarterback.
The other thing we've heard anyway, or his former coach, Steven Johnson's JUCO coach, Jack Steptoe, had said, is just how much of a leader Steven Johnson is, which is one of the things we've heard about what Drew Barker has done on and off the field is his leadership has improved.
Mark Stoops at the Governor's Cup luncheon said he's got a new no BS approach.
Yeah.
And he likes that. You know, he's not just talking to talk as a leader. If he says something, he stays quiet and calm.
And if, you know, if it's true about Steven Johnson, then you got another leader right there. So if they're both leaders and they're both good players, I don't think we're going to have another season where it is solidified. Unless Drew Barker just goes and tears it up. I mean, just goes crazy. But I don't see that. I can see him having a good
Gainesville.
I can see him having a good season, but I just don't. I wouldn't expect for any first-year quarterback, really. How tough is it your first year starting in the SEC to just go and have a crazy season? It just doesn't. I mean, did Matthew Stafford have a phenomenal freshman season? I don't remember. Andre Woodson, his first season starting was not good. Mike Hartline's first season starting was not. I mean, when I say not good, I mean it wasn't brilliant. It was okay. It was, you know, so-so. It wasn't.
Is it good in your mind to have? Because I feel like at UK, since Andre Woodson, there's always been a quarterback controversy.
Yeah.
Right? There's always been a race. It's always been two guys that are, you know, you had Hartline, Morgan Newton. It seems like these guys were always.
Well, Randall Cobb.
You know?
I mean, Hartline lost his job to Randall Cobb based on. I can remember him saying it. I was standing there and he's just like, well, you know, it sucks to lose your job because other people aren't doing theirs. It was pretty much what he said.
I remember that one.
Like, everybody else around me is so bad that they've got to let somebody else play quarterback because I'm not good enough on my own to carry the entire team. Randall Cobb might be. I think that's what, I mean, that is what they said to him, but he didn't need to tell us that for his teammates' sake.
Yeah.
But then I thought, really, Mike Hartline gets a bad rap. When you look back at it, well, you can appreciate him a whole lot more now than I think fans probably did at the time. Just because there hasn't been that consistency out of anyone since. I mean, no one. It's been, it just hasn't been consistent high-level play. Which is crazy because when you had Tim Couch and Jared Lorenzen and Dusty Bonner and Andre Woodson, that was just like this stretch of quarterbacks at UK that were just playing lights out. And I think that's part of what hurt Hartline is he wasn't up to that level.
Right.
He was still good, but he wasn't up to that level. And then it dropped off a little bit more as far as consistency goes. And then it's just been, don't know what's going to happen. But you got good recruits. You know, Jalen Whitlow seemed to be like a guy that you thought would tear it up. And Curtis Pulley was, my gosh, I thought it, you know, he was going to be phenomenal. That thing happened like the day camp opened or something. Mm-hmm. He was gone. And then Tolles now, I think he was given enough of an opportunity to show what he could do.
So did you put any of that in the Hartline wheelhouse? Like Justin mentioned, though, you know, last year, the type of offense UK was running, you had tackles that weren't great pass blockers, receivers are dropping balls. Yes, Patrick Tolles, in addition to that, was also not making all of the, you know, throws, but it's always something. And maybe Patrick took kind of the Mike Hartline rap.
Yeah.
You know, he was never the type of guy that would say, because everyone around me is
right,
throw me under the bus. Here I am, now Drew Barker gets the keys to the car.
Well, and they wanted him to run less. You know, I want to. Tolles definitely his best game was against Mississippi State when he ran more.
See, that's I've never been. I feel like if you're going to put a guy behind center, you can't say, "Well, I like my quarterback Shannon Dawson to stay in the pocket more." Well, it seems to be like he's doing pretty good when he's just running.
Yeah,
at least it keeps defenses guessing.
Well, it seems like that's going to change now. That'll be more opportunity to take off and run for Drew Barker, and if that's too risky for his health, well, you got another guy that you have faith in doing the same thing. So, all right, we got to take a break. You can give us a call, 381-1313, talk UK football. or John Calipari, UK Basketball, or if you didn't get it in, your vote for best sitcom of all time, we can do that too. 381-1313 here on the Dan and Mary Jo Show with ABC 36's Alex Rising sitting in on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
After this on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Hey, Gary Wexler here, General Manager of Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, and boy, are we celebrating 4th of July this weekend. The savings will have you seeing stars and stripes during Jeep's 4th of July sales event. Now through the 4th of July, we are making aggressive offers on trades. You may be able to upgrade your new Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram model with little or no money out of pocket and actually lower your current monthly payment with approved credit. Get $6,000 off MSRP on select new 16 Jeep Grand Cherokees. That's $6,000 off a brand new Grand Cherokee. There are limited number available at this discount, and when they're gone, they're gone. So hurry down before Independence Day. Glenn's Freedom Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, 1560 East New Circle Road, or online at glennsfreedomchryslerdodgejeepram.com.
Excludes tax, title, license, $599.fee. Negative equity will be applied to your trade. Trade value may be less based on excessive mileage and vehicle wear and tear. See dealer for details. 16 Jeep Grand Cherokee, 5 available at this savings. MSRP 56180. Discount includes dealer discount and Jeep rebate. Expires 7/4/16.
Command and conquer.
That's really what you want to do when it comes to cleaning your home or office. You want to say, this is what needs to be done, and then you want it done, and you want it done well. That's why Command & Conquer Cleaning has so many satisfied customers. You tell them what you want done, and they take care of the rest. Cleaning your home or office with satisfaction guaranteed. Call or text 859-302-0142, 859-302-0142 for your free consultation and quote. Command & Conquer Cleaning provides a quality job at the most affordable prices. Locally owned and operated, so you get service unmatched in the business. Call or text Lori today for your free consultation and quote at 859-302-0142. That's 859-302-0142.
Command and conquer.
That's how cleaning should be.
ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
We can't be consumed by our petty differences anymore. We will be united in our common interest. Perhaps it's fate that today is the 4th of July. And you will once again be fighting for our freedom. Not from tyranny, oppression, or persecution, but from annihilation. We're fighting for our right to live, to exist. And should we win the day, the 4th of July will no longer be known as an American holiday, but as the day when the world declared in one voice, we will not go quietly into the night. We will not vanish without a fight. We're going to live on. We're going to survive. Today, we celebrate our Independence Day.
The Dan and Mary Jo Show, local and live. Call 381-1313 to be a part of the show or tweet them at DReefer or at MJP18. Now back to Dan and Mary Jo on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.
Well, if that doesn't give you pumped up, I don't know what will.
There's the new Independence Day movie.
So yeah, Independence Day 2, right?
Yeah, basically.
Is it out?
Let's be honest. That's what they should have called it, Independence Day 2.
Yeah. The first one was, you know,
it was Will
good.
Smith.
Yeah, it was all right.
Resurgence, I think, is the...
Is that the new one?
Yeah. Got all Goldblum right. In it, though, so that's exciting.
I didn't watch any of the Summer League yesterday, but the Orlando Summer League games continue today. Three games today on NBA TV. Yesterday, Dakari Johnson, 12 points, 9 rebounds in a win for the Oklahoma City Thunder. He was plus 7. You know, plus minus. He did have 5 turnovers. That is not good. Cameron Payne, you know, from Murray State, he had 16 points. He led the Thunder in scoring. He was plus 6 in plus minus. Had 7 rebounds. 16 points, 7 rebounds, 4 assists. one turnover.
Give me the ball.
They played the Dallas Mavericks, and Marcus Teague, 13 points, but he was a minus six. Part of that was he had three turnovers to two assists, four rebounds, went 4 of 9 from the field, hit a 3, 4 of 6 from the free throw line. There were other games yesterday as well. I did read that Aaron Harrison was not impressive. 2 for 13, I believe, from the field.
Yeah. Alex Poitras had a nice dunk and I think a block.
He had 4 points, an assist, 2 rebounds. He was minus 11. Look, the whole team, that was the least of the guys who started. I mean, the whole team was minus everything because they got torched. What was the final score? Yeah, 93-66.
Which is not bad.
93-66. Yeah, so I mean, the whole team was minus everything. But Poitras was 2 for 6. 2 rebounds. I mean, it's all right. But Aaron Harrison, you know, it was all on him for a chance here to show what he can do. Patrick Ewing didn't really care for what he did. He was 1 for 5 from 3. He was 2 for 13 from the field. 7 of 10 from the free throw line. I mean, he did get to put up 10 free throws, which that is good. And 12 points. Oh, we lost. I'm sorry, we were going to go to the phones there. Larry, if you're there, you can call us back. 381-1313. I apologize. Got to talking Summer League basketball and forgot about you there. But call us back if you want. 381-1313. The Hornets, Charlotte, Aaron Harrison's team, they lost to Orlando's other split squad team. So that's not good. Which had like Trevon Graham, Patricio, Guarino, Arinze, Onowaku, Kevin Murphy, Justin Dentman. Who? You know what I mean? So anyway, the games today, though. At 1 o'clock, it's the Pacers and the Hornets. So you can watch Aaron Harrison today at 1 o'clock.
Team himself.
Yep. And then at 5 or 3 o'clock, it's the Heat and the Knicks. The Heat have, Damian Lee? Is that right? Didn't he hit that shot yesterday? Yeah, Damian Lee's on the Heat. He hit one from about three-quarter court at the buzzer. Nailed it. But Dakari Johnson on display today with the Thunder as well as Cameron Payne. Cameron Woods from Eastern High School in Louisville, he didn't play yesterday. They just didn't have him. Didn't play. I don't know that I'll watch any basketball today. Probably not.
I think I'll pass.
Might do some of that TV we were talking about. I still got to get through Better Call Saul. Haven't gotten through that.
You need to watch it. Yeah, that's what you need to do.
I finished up The Americans, that series. Might start Bloodline. Isn't Bloodline already back?
Season 2 they put out
It's out?
Ago, yeah.
Yeah, so it's out.
Yeah.
So I haven't started Bloodline Season 2 yet. My wife really likes Bloodline. I like Better Call Saul better probably than Bloodline, but I think it's opposite with her.
We'll watch Better Call Saul and then our wives, because Jamie's very into Bloodline.
Oh, is that right?
And I haven't watched a single episode.
Of Bloodline?
Yeah. And I'm like a TV guy. Like, I love, you know, I'll get home from work and watch a couple episodes or a movie or something.
Yeah.
And I just don't see it. I'm not interested in Bloodline.
I wasn't at first, and then it got me
a
little bit later. Yeah, I wasn't at first. Wasn't interested at first, but I like Better Call Saul better, though.
I'm going to be with you, even if I started to watch Bloodline. I know I'm not going to like it as much as Better Call Saul.
But hopefully I can finish it up. I mean, got today and tomorrow?
Yeah, 2 full days.
And it's going to rain?
Yeah.
But right now, is it raining right now?
It is not.
All right. I think as soon as I get home, I'm probably going to fire up the grill, because it may be the only chance to grill today. And I'll just cook it all, and then that way it'll have the grill taste to it. And then you can warm them up later for dinner if you want. We can, you know, hamburgers and dogs. I don't really cook dogs. I don't cook hot dogs.
You're not a dog man?
Sausages.
Oh, okay.
No hot dogs.
I could see that. You a brat?
Yeah, brat.
Brat man?
Brat, met, what do they call the Cajun one? Andouille.
Okay.
Boudin.
Yeah, a little boudin.
Linguiça. Chorizo. brought, metwurst, you name it. Meat in tube form. I appreciate it.
No problem, just having a heart attack.
No. Yeah, keep it going.
Done.
Oh, it ended.
That's it was just a brief clip.
Find one more, because there is another one.
The Chris Farley.
Yeah.
Ditka.
Yeah.
Polish sausage.
The Bears. What are they called? Chicago guys on sports or something like that. I don't even remember what they called them. But
yeah, I can't.
Bill Spursky superfans.
Yeah, Bill Spursky superfans. Exactly. That's what it was. Yes, absolutely. And they were fantastic.
Farley, Norm MacDonald.
Norm MacDonald, I don't know that he was in there. Norm right. from Cheers. Chris Farley. Mike Myers.
Was it?
Robert Schmeigel.
Oh, it was Robert Schmeigel.
Yeah.
It's like, a good version, I guess.
Bratwurst from Marksberry Farm, which is a local place here. So it's not shipped in from whatever packaging plant Johnsonville uses. There's no telling where that meat comes from.
Anti-packaged meats, huh?
Well, it's just that particular company, they dominate the sausage world, the grilled sausages.
And you're not a fan? Jamal Murray was with. No, I'm not saying they don't. Remember that?
Yeah, he was. Yeah, I'm not saying they don't taste good, but there is something up with a company that is in every supermarket in America with their meat.
They had the Polish sausage.
Yeah.
They had the Polish sausage.
Not gonna be able to find another good one.
So, but just generally, you know, with farmers market and farms around here, meat, I mean, it's just better to get it from somebody down the road, you know, somebody in Kentucky, somebody here.
You support local.
Well, yeah. The closer you are to your food, the more likely it is to not be tainted because it hasn't traveled for so long and been through so many different hands and been on so many different, you know.
Belts.
Yeah, it's just got a better chance. So, yeah, Marksberry Farms Bratwurst is on the menu. And then Vito's Italian Sausage, which is in Versailles.
What kind of burgers?
Burgers.
What percentage, you know, you lean meat fan, you know.
Normally, yes. But when it
not
comes.
Today,
no,
huh?
When it comes to holiday cookout, 80-20 is where you're going.
80-20.
Yeah, 80-20.
Oh, my God.
Normally, if it's a weekday and it's dinner or something, or it's spaghetti or something like that.
80-20.
We jump it up. You know, jump it up to the
92?
Yeah, 94, 92, 94. Something, whatever, the leanest, really.
Do they have a 98?
Yeah, they do. You can, if
that's
there.
I think
we're
usually in that 94, 96 range.
Like Laura's Lean?
I think that's it.
Yeah. That is normally the go-to. It is. Just because you can't eat whatever you want all the time.
80-20.
It makes for a great burger. 80-20 is a juicy, tasty burger.
I can't deny that.
Well, if you go to a restaurant and you think about the best burgers in Lexington, who has the best burgers in Lexington? It's not 98.2 or 92.8. It's not. There's some fat in there. That's why it tastes good. That's what, you know, that does it. All right, do we have to take another break before? No, we're good? All right.
Well,
we can just talk it out all the way. What are you grilling? Do you have grilling plans?
I don't even have a grill since we moved.
Oh my god!
There's no patio. There's no, you know, setup.
Go back to Russia.
I didn't move from Russia.
No grill.
Hadn't gotten it yet.
Oh, it's just not American.
Well, you know,
you could go to, you know, today. You could probably get one for $20.
Well, see, I want to get a good grill. I don't want to just get, you know, the junk Weber that's at Walmart.
Right.
You know, for $20.
Yeah.
And throw my Kingsford underneath and, you know, light it up.
But mm-hmm.
I could do that.
You could.
And I wouldn't be satisfied. I feel like I'm wasting my $20 because I'm going to get a good grill.
Well, this is just a, you know. Temporary stopgap. And then if, for whatever reason, the grill you do get is really just made for your own family, but then you do have bigger cookouts and you need a supplementary grill.
Oh, I'm going. When I go,
you would have the Weber.
I'm just going big.
Because I've had that problem where I have, I've got.
Are you a gas?
Oh, yeah.
Okay.
Propane.
Yeah.
Here, yes, you got to have propane. It's just easier. So much easier. What do you say?
Hey, charcoal, man. Not even your Kingsford. You're straight up charcoal. Like lump charcoal.
No.
Now, do you like flavors? You know, like mesquite?
Yeah, I will occasionally, like, if I'm doing something more than burgers, I will throw a pack of Applewood to smoke it.
Applewood fan.
I prefer the hickory chips. And then my grill is the flame never touches the meat. I have one of those where it's it's more like an oven almost. And so the flame underneath hits a concave piece of metal. And then in that metal, you can take wood chips and load it. You can load the whole bottom row with wood chips. Sometimes I do, sometimes I don't. Sometimes I just want to
flame
cook
never
it quick.
Touches the meat. Go back to France.
Yeah, tell me.
But the wood chips sit there and smoke. They catch fire and they smoke it up. And that's
probably
good stuff.
Probably works good with the sausages.
Yeah. It works great with steak.
Steak,
like a wood, almost like a wood fired steak.
Where do you like your meats? Cook what, you know?
Medium. I'm a medium guy. Here's what I do all the time, though. Okay, so I marinate steak in Stubbs marinade, beef marinade. Stubbs is the best marinade for beef on the market. I'm just telling you, for hamburgers, for steak, the flavor is just amazing. And then, I mean, I kind of slow cook the steak, which sounds ridiculous. You're supposed to cook it fairly quickly, but the slow cook and allowing the smoke, the wood smoke, to hit it and allow that Stubbs to cook in is great. But then by doing that, sometimes I overcook it. Now, the steak is still tender, but it's not the medium.
How thick are they? You ever butterfly?
No.
Not a butterfly, man?
No. Usually go thick.
Get it nice and even?
Yeah.
Okay.
Usually go thick. But I need to cook them less. That's what I need to do. What happens is the temperature is so, that kind of grill that I have, the temperature gets up to like 700, 600 in no
you're
time.
You're cooking the outside.
Yeah. So it cooks pretty quickly. But today it's hamburgers and sausages today. That's the way I'm going with this one. And you're not grilling at all.
Nope. But I feel like I'm going to go get me a hot dog.
At least do that. And hopefully this rain holds off, and especially for tomorrow, since all of the 4th of July festivities for Lexington, or downtown tomorrow, and then the fireworks at Commonwealth Stadium tomorrow night at 10 o'clock. Hey, thanks for listening this weekend. Enjoy the 4th of July holiday. Happy Independence Day, everyone. Thank you for listening this weekend and putting up with me and Alex Risen from ABC 36 on the Dan and Mary Joe Show on ESPN Sports Radio 1300.